السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والفجر وليال عشر، والشفع والوتر، والليل إذا يسر، هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, we are in the Mubarak days of Zilhijjah, and that too the first 10 days. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has taken a qasam with regards to these 10 nights of Zilhijjah in the Quran Sharif. There is no time to go into tafsir of these ayat, otherwise there is so much that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has mentioned in these ayat which I have just recited, in these verses which I just recited. But I am not going into the tafsir of those verses. But this much we have to understand, that if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes a qasam, then it shows the importance of these 10 nights of Zilhijjah. So the 10 days, the 10 nights of Zilhijjah, the first 10, they are very Mubarak, they are very blessed. And there's so much that has been written and so much that has been said already about these 10 days and 10 nights. So if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala out of His mercy, kindness, gives us life in these 10 days and nights, then what should we be really doing? That is the question. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it is reported in Tirmizi Sharif, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that these 10 days, the fast that a person keeps during these 10 days, each fast, the sawab and the reward of that is equivalent to that of 1 year's fasting. And the person who fasts on the 9th of Zilhijjah, then it will compensate for his sins that he committed for the past year and the minor sins that he would commit the following year. Meaning that Allah Ta'ala will protect him in the following year, inshallah. Now this does not mean that all the major sins are all washed away and the person now has got the green light to start committing sins again. I've explained this many times. What this means is that the minor sins which we commit so much, day and night, 24 hours we are indulging in minor sins. Even those who are pious, righteous, there are so many minor sins they indulge in. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will make this a compensation. It is only for those who are in Hajj. Because of the movement that is required at the time of Hajj, the person has to move from Mina to Arafah, then Arafah to Muzdalifah, and Muzdalifah to Mina again, and Qurbani, and so many things have to be done. So the person is in need of good health. Now if he is going to fast, and if it's a long day, and the person begins to feel weak, then it is going to affect his Hajj. So it is stated that it is makruh for those people who are in Hajj to fast on the 9th of Zilhijjah. But those who are in their own towns, own localities and own places, if they are fit and healthy and there's nothing restraining them, then why should they forego such rewards, such great reward that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is giving? So Qurbani will take place inshallah on the 10th of Zilhijjah, and after that another 2 days. And also with regards to the Qurbani, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is reported to have said that there is no amal, there is no action that is more beloved to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of Qurbani than the shedding of the blood of those animals, sacrifice of an animal. As Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned one riwayat, that where if a person has to donate 1,000 dirhams, if he has to donate 1,000 dirhams, it is better than that he sacrifices an animal of 10 dirhams. That doesn't mean that the person must buy one animal which is lean and weak and almost expiring. The expiry date is already on that animal, and the person looks for the cheapest one just to get over this institution of qurbani. Qurbani, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that before the blood of that sacrificed animal even reaches the ground, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives that person. And it will be a means of transport on the day of Qiyamah over Pul Sirat. So therefore he said that you must willingly do qurbani. There must be a happiness, there must be joy, there must be an excitement. Because in reality the person was supposed to sacrifice his own son. And if he didn't have a son, he must take his own life. But Allah Ta'ala has made haram the taking of life. Suicide is haram. The taking of the life of some child is haram. That was only in the case of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam that it was a severe test for him. But Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did not put a sheep on the ground. What he did was he really put his son on the ground. Allah Ta'ala replaced with a sheep. So that was the true sacrifice. So this qurbani also has to be done with a very willing heart. But as I mentioned last year, the days go so fast, it seems that it was only the other day, that there are so many people who have been making qurbani of very beautiful animals. Very beautiful animals. They buy the best in the country, but they haven't paid for the past couple years up till now that qurbani money. Those farmers are searching for them too. And some farmers must have passed away too, waiting for their money to arrive. Probably on the day of Qiyamah now they will get it. So that is not qurbani. If qurbani is wajib, choose the best animal which a person can afford. It must not have all the defects or any of those defects that are mentioned in the kitabs. And thereafter sacrifice it willingly, but make sure that that animal is paid for. Some of us have got the habit of purchasing nice big animals, but after that we want to invite the whole town to see how beautiful an animal we have purchased. And what is the purpose behind that? Nothing but show. Let's see what a big animal I purchased. So we have to keep checking our intention, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala say, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُهُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَاكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُهُومُهَا. Neither does the flesh reach Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, nor does the blood of that animal reach Allah ta'ala. It is the taqwa. Allah ta'ala wants to see with what sincerity, with what piety, with what righteousness you have sacrificed that animal. There must be ikhlas. Allah ta'ala wants to see taqwa. And taqwa is restraining ourselves from everything that Allah ta'ala has prohibited, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has prohibited. In the month of Ramadan we listen to so much about taqwa. So it's not only for the month of Ramadan, this taqwa is for everything. That taqwa has to be in hajj, that taqwa has to be in zakat, that taqwa has to be in salat, that taqwa has to be in qurbani, that taqwa has to be in every action and deed of ours. Hazrat Abu Lays Samarkandi Rahmatullah Alayh, he said that when the person appreciates and values, or he does not appreciate and does not value these 10 days of Zilhijjah, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave so much virtues of, he said that the ibadat in the nights of Zilhijjah, these 10 nights, the ibadat is equivalent to that of standing in Laylatul Qadr. Now imagine Laylatul Qadr, what great rewards. And Allah Ta'ala is giving that if a person has to make ibadat in these 10 nights. Why? Because the more the negligence, the more the ghaflat, the more the indifference towards some ibadat, the more the rewards and the more the sawab. Because after listening to it, to how many of us will really get the tawfiq of making ibadat? So Allah Ta'ala is prepared to give so much. It shows how much Allah Ta'ala loves His creation. He does not want to punish. He's creating all these opportunities to seek forgiveness and to get Jannat from Him. So Hazrat Abu Lay says that the person who neglects, the person who shows indifference, the person who does not appreciate these ten days and nights, then what he is, and he is indulging in sins, so then the sins that he is indulging in will bring about so many different effects. First of all, it will bring about the displeasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because the 10 nights he is committing sins now, so it will bring about 10 effects. So first thing is that he is bringing about the displeasure of Allah ta'ala. Now you have been listening to this displeasure of Allah ta'ala and pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from time immemorial. and we take this to be granted, then what if Allah Ta'ala becomes pleased, then what? And if He becomes displeased, then what? Na'uzu billahi min zalik. That's the atheist way of thinking. We truly believe that if Allah Ta'ala is pleased with us, then He will make things work in our favor. Allah Ta'ala will create the conditions of peace, of prosperity, of happiness, of contentment, of satisfaction. Allah Ta'ala's beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will cause the rains to fall when it is required. And when the person is reaping, at that time Allah Ta'ala will hold back the rains. And Allah Ta'ala will not even allow the sound of thunder to reach your ears if the whole community becomes pious, righteous and obedient to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will not even allow the sound of thunder to reach your ears. Now, is this not something that the person will benefit if Allah Ta'ala is pleased? What does that mean? He's showing the extreme. But otherwise it really means that in all activities of the person's life, he will see some kind of power that is with him, some kind of power that is assisting him, some kind of power that is showing him the way to reach his goal and his destination, some kind of a power that is finding a way out for him in his difficulties, in his hardships and his problems. That is what will happen when Allah Ta'ala will become pleased. And as I've stated 100 and plenty times now, jisse hain aap khush is jahan mein, wo shab o roz hai gulstan mein. Jisse hain aap khush is jahan mein, wo shab o roz hai gulstan mein. Dekh kar mere ashke nadamat, abre rahmat ki barish hai jaame. O Allah, with whomsoever you are pleased, day and night he is in gardens, because he's got the creator of gardens in his heart. And this is again, as I have repeated, not a fantasy world that I'm talking about. It's a haqiqat, it's a reality. So, jisse hain aap khush is jahan mein, wo shab o roz hai gulstan mein. Don't look at his outside condition. Inside his heart, he's got the gardens of Jannat. He's got the khaliq of the gardens of Jannat. Looking at the tears of shame and regret and remorse which I shed, he says, looking at the tears, abre rahmat ki barish hai jame. The rains of rahmat are pouring in my life. On the one side he is shedding tears, the other side rains of rahmat are pouring. So we must not think these are just empty words, pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. So what does it matter? If Allah Ta'ala is pleased, then what? And if he is displeased, then what? If he is displeased, then he does what we have seen happening now, so frequently now. What happened now immediately after those floods and after that earthquake and after those tidal waves which struck Sri Lanka and Indonesia and India and came right up to Somalia and Africa. Immediately after that we see England, thunderstorms, flood, then Europe, California, where it is not happening. So when Allah Ta'ala is pleased, then He says you won't even listen to the thunder and lightning. It won't even disturb you. But provided the whole community of believers are practical, Allah Ta'ala does not look at the kuffar and their actions. The kuffar can carry on with their lives because for them the punishment is in the akhirat. The true and real punishment will be in the hereafter. But it is the believers who say that we believe in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and in the day of judgment, then they have got no opportunity to indulge in sins. We say, why does Allah Ta'ala punish the Muslims so much? Why does Allah Ta'ala immediately send down some azab upon them? And yet they are still making some kind of namaz, they're giving zakat, they're fasting, they're reading some Quran Sharif, at least they're doing something. So why should they be punished? Who does a father get more angry on? His son or somebody else's son? If his son is smoking dakha and he's taking drugs and he's in wine and women and he's gone completely astray, and also there is another young person who is also gone astray, is also in drinks and drugs and vices and evils, but on whom will the father get more angry? On that child or his child? The one whom he loves or the one whom somebody else's father loves? So we are beloved to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala does not want to see us go astray. So He keeps on giving us warnings. The Quran is presented before us. The hadiths are presented before us. But when we fail to heed the advices, then now and again how the father gives one slap to the child also. Allah ta'ala gives a little bit of shake up. But again there's Allah ta'ala's mercy behind it. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ So that you may return. ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ لِيُزِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ Fasad is spread on land and on sea because of actions. So that we may give them a taste of some of their doings. Some of their doings only Allah Ta'ala is giving a taste of. This is a taste of some of our doings. Most of it Allah Ta'ala forgives. But again, look at the mercy of Allah Ta'ala and the love of Allah Ta'ala. That it is not a punishment. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ So that you may return. So that you may become mine again. If you've gone far away, come back again. So he says the first thing there that the person is doing, he will get the displeasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then the second thing is the shaitan, who is a declared enemy of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And shaitan, who is our enemy also. So this person has displeased Allah Ta'ala and he has pleased shaitan. So that is what he got in sinning in these Mubarak days. And of course this is the same for all other days and nights too. Then this person is coming closer to the fire of Jahannam. He is taking the path that leads him to Jahannam, to hellfire. And that hellfire will say is far away. When the person will die, then he will get hellfire if he is punished in the azab by Allah Ta'ala. So that, who saw that? They say, which person went and saw that? Well, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw that with his eyes. But that hellfire will come when it will come. But the first place that receives the azab of Allah Ta'ala is the heart of that person, the spiritual heart. That the azab comes immediately in that person's life. He starts experiencing hellfire in his own home straight away. No family unity, husband-wife quarrels, parents and children, sisters, brothers, and restlessness, all kinds of arguments, everything comes in that person's life. So that hellfire will come when it will come, but the person experiences straight away hellfire. Then he is going far away from Jannat, is distancing himself from Jannat. Then this person is making the earth, the heavens and the earth, and the rotation of the day and night, that means the time, he is making all that a witness against him for the day of judgment. I mentioned in some talk that when we say that the earth is also recording every action of ours, you say, how can that be a recording taking place? It's impossible. But what is the tape recorder made of? Where do all the elements come from? All the components, from where do they get? Everything that goes into the manufacture and the making of this tape recorder is coming from the earth. So that Allah, cannot He make the whole earth into a tape recorder? That wherever you are saying anything, you are talking, you are walking, everything it is taping. Our cameras, video cameras, everything has made it easy for us to understand now. So He is making the earth a witness against Him. The day and night a witness against him on the day of Qiyamah. Then those angels which are recording his deeds, he's causing them taklif, he's causing them pain. They also express great surprise that, oh Allah, this was supposed to be a believer in you. And the type of sins he's indulging in is causing me also taklif. And then this heart of his which was supposed to be park and clean to receive Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's tajalli, he is making it dirty and filthy. So if we have a corpse in a room, some dead bodies lying in a room, some dead monkeys and pigs in a room, and then we call some respectable guest and we say, come, and I am going to host you. And where am I going to host you? In this room, in which there are cats and dogs which died, and there are some human bodies lying, and there's a lot of other filth. And that is where you will have to put up. Will that guest ever put up in that kind of room? He will run far away. Our hearts, the only place where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's tajalli could come. Nothing else can encompass it. It is only the heart of a believer. Now we have filled our hearts with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with evil passions and desires, watching the filth all the time on the television, on the porn sites of the internet, reading the filthy magazines. We have put so much of dirty pictures into our hearts that they have become like those dirty, filthy rooms in which there are pigs and donkeys and mules, bodies lying there. That is what we have made of our hearts. So this person sinning, and especially in these Mubarak days, that is what he is doing to his heart. Then how can he expect the tajalli of Allah Ta'ala to come there? And then finally he is causing takleef to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Especially in these 10 days when he is committing sins, then he is causing great injury and pain to that beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who sacrificed so much for the sake of the Ummah. So much of torture, hardship, problems, difficulties he underwent. 3 solid years ostracized and boycotted. He stands whole night in prayer, his feet swell. He is stoned in Taif, his shoes get filled with his Mubarak blood. That Nabi of Allah Ta'ala who sacrificed everything for us. And he says that you must appreciate these 10 days and nights. You must make ibadat in these 10 days now for night and nights. Or especially from sins, you must stay far, far away in these 10 days and nights. But we say, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we love you, we really love you. But we are not going to listen to you. We truly love you. But we are not going to listen to you. We will do exactly the opposite of whatever you tell us. So will that cause him happiness or cause him takleef? So this is what the person is doing when he does not show appreciation of these 10 days and nights. And on the other hand, if he has to show appreciation and he has to make ibadat, zikr, tilawat, or at least stay away from haram. Stay away from haram. These 10 days and nights are Mubarak days and nights. They are not days and nights to glue ourselves to those television screens and watch the filth, or read the filthy magazines, or indulge in other sins and other haram. They are days and nights to engage either in ibadat or at least stay away from sins. And if he's going to do that, then this person has pleased Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then this person is going closer to Jannat. He is distancing himself from Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala will make his mouth and his death easy. His sakarat will be easy upon him. Allah Ta'ala will give him barakat in his wealth. Allah Ta'ala will give him barakat in his home. Allah Ta'ala will protect his life and property. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will bless him in so many different ways. Read the books and kitabs and see what promises have been made. After that, still if some loss takes place, the person has given his zakat to, he's making his qurbani to, he's doing everything, then he must truly believe that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to give him something better in return. Or it's a slight test. Allah Ta'ala is taking away a little to test him. That has he got his love for those material things or has he got his love for Allah Ta'ala? And if he stays mustaqim, if he stays steadfast and in his heart, there's no shake-up of that tranquility because of that little loss of wealth, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives him higher rewards, higher stages. So either Allah Ta'ala wants to give him something better, or Allah Ta'ala warded off some big bala, some big musibat, some big trial or big difficulty that was azab that was coming, whatever it could be, Allah Ta'ala warded that off by taking away just a little. Or Allah Ta'ala will give him in the akhirat. So he's not at a loss then. So therefore, let us not be negligent. We have been listening to this, the virtues of Qurbani and the virtues of the 10 days and 10 nights and all these type of auspicious days and nights all the time. But listening is not sufficient. We have to now take some action. If not, then I conclude on that ayat of the Quran Sharif, which again you have heard many times, but it is something that shakes our hearts. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. The gist of which is, the meaning of which is, that when the people forgot to heed those advices, Quran Sharif is being recited, hadiths are being explained, but we remain indifferent, negligent, unconcerned, and continue in that sins, then first Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends a little bit of shake-up, a little bit of azab, so that we get up. But when we fail to heed the advices and that little shake-up, then Allah ta'ala opens the doors as is happening now. Everywhere there's a flood, it seems, of material things flowing into many, many affluent homes. The person then becomes completely carried away. He thinks, if Allah was displeased with me, why must He give me so much? Why must I enjoy myself all the time without namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, and I'm going to the gambling den, I'm indulging in adultery, fornication, stealing, gambling, but yet no azab is coming. So the person now enjoys himself in the discos, cinemas, theatres, gambling dens. And then suddenly Allah Ta'ala says, we call them to account. Suddenly, when in the midst of their enjoyment, in Argentina, when that cinema caught on fire for the nightclub, 160 some people died very recently, 2 weeks ago. What were they doing at that time? Enjoying themselves. And everywhere else that azab came, what were they doing at that time? Enjoying themselves. In the midst of the enjoyment, haram pleasures, Allah Ta'ala suddenly calls them to account. Then they are thrown into bewilderment. So let us make that little effort to please Allah Ta'ala for no one else's benefit but our own benefit. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of appreciating His bounties, His ni'mats, and those on whom qurbani is wajib, may Allah Ta'ala give them the tawfiq to make the qurbani. Even if a person has got about 800 rands worth of goods, which are more than his requirement, more than his necessity. The person has got a hi-fi, he's got a TV, he's got so much of movies there, and he's got so much of other surplus items. So then qurbani is wajib. He must not say that I'm living hand to mouth. He must sell that radio, sell that television, and make one qurbani. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.